something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. We begin from Genesis chapter number 15. Let's look at it from the book of the Beginnings. Genesis chapter number 15. Every fundamental teaching of the kingdom of God takes its root from the book of Genesis. Never forget that. Every major teaching of the kingdom of God that must revolutionize your life and that's needed to take you from here to Jesus appears in glory takes its root from the book of Genesis. If it doesn't take its root from the book of Genesis, it doesn't exist. Hallelujah. You still there? Genesis chapter number 15. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The anointing is here strong. And I'm reading to you from verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward the heaven, and tell the stars thou wilt number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. That's what I want you to see. Here, the Bible says, Abraham believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. He believed. You see, when you study it on the surface level, you do not understand what the word is saying. But for you to know that this very verse is so powerful in the mind of God and so powerful in the whole kingdom of God, he mentions it, he emphasizes that very verse to us several times in the New Testament. When you study in Romans the 4th chapter and the 3rd verse, he tells us the same thing. In Galatians the 3rd chapter, the 6th verse, reading down the 7th verse, tells us the same thing. Book of James, 2nd chapter, 23rd verse, says the same thing. Turn to the book of Romans. Let's take a look at this. Let's look at it in the context in which he gives it to us. Chapter 4, Romans. I want to read from verse 1. Praise God forevermore. I read from verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father is pertaining to the flesh had found? For Abraham was justified by works he had whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Then he gives it to us. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Galatians chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 5. Ready? Galatians chapter number 3 from verse 5. He therefore that ministered to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Oh, look at verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Hallelujah. Book of James, chapter number 2. I'm reading to you from verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Hallelujah. Now you're getting the picture. He was called the friend of God. This is talking about covenant friendship. He says Abraham believed God. What does it mean by Abraham believed God? He's not talking about when you accept that what someone said is true. It's more than that. Now the strength of that verse is simply this. When you study from the Hebrew rendering and the Greek rendering as given to us in the Old Testament and the New Testament, he says Abraham made an unqualified committal to Jehovah. In other words, Abraham cast himself on Jehovah. He cast himself on God. When it says Abraham believed God, Abraham delivered himself over to God. Now, I like to put it this way. Think about you on the balcony of a 25-story building. Maybe a 50-story building. And then someone tells you, I want you to jump out of here and go down. I will get down there and catch you. If you're going to do that, you're going to have to believe certain things. Number one, that he has the speed to be there waiting for you. Number two, that he has the ability to catch you. Number three, and which is more important than the first two, is that whatever he's telling you is worth trusting. That his word is worth trusting. Trusting. Now you know, if he fails, you are dead. You already know that, and you made up your mind. That means you've signed your own death warrant. You have to do that first. That's exactly what it says Abraham did, that Abraham considered himself dead. And cast himself on Jehovah. Wherever he leads me, will just be fine. Whatever he wants, will just be fine. He had come to that point. The Bible says Abraham believed God. He committed himself to Jehovah, cast himself on him. He abandoned himself to Jehovah, considering himself to be dead. That's what the Bible says. He counted it to him for righteousness. God counted that for him as righteousness because he trusted in Jehovah. Now, it's so beautiful the way James puts it here in the 23rd verse of the second chapter of his book. He says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He was called the friend of God. When you experience the great blessings of God, you are still saying, I want this, and then you're using your faith to take this and take that and take that. I command this to come. I receive this. I receive that. But when, if you want to enjoy God's greater blessings, you have to move to the next level. Now that next level is friendship. Covenant friendship with the Lord. Now how does that work? Very simple. Would you turn into the Bible now and look at the words of Jesus. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 14. Hello, hello. Are you there today? Is the word coming to your spirit? I am receiving lots of rhema coming to me. Telling you. Hopes. John 14. I'm reading from verse 23. The words of the Master. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, hear it. If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. I tell you that's one of the biggest verses in all the Bible.
Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Loveworld App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacré Cœur 3 Sicarp, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you want to walk in God's greater blessings, where your life knows no sweating for anything. No struggle for anything. I live in rest. I live in rest. I work in rest. I don't have any struggles. I struggle for nothing. I work hard, but my working hard is from a position of rest. See? No hustles, no hustling. And every effort produces multiplied results. That's the life that God has given to us. It's not an accident. It doesn't just happen. There are kingdom principles to that. That's the life that we're called to live. I don't know about somebody else, but in our ministry, that's the life we're called to live. We are not supposed to struggle for anything. That's what I tell our pastors. There are different kinds of ministries. Some were called, some just went. And those who just went, it's still okay. You understand what I'm talking about? See, when you go into the ministry and say, Lord, I want to shake the world for you. Lord, I want to do this for you. Lord, I want to do that. The Papa God will say, it's all right. Come on, come and do it. And then at every stage, you say, oh God, we need a bus. Oh God, we need a venue. Oh God, we need this. And Papa God, all right, act your faith. And then with your faith, you try to pull everything you want. And then, oh God, we need money. Oh God, we need this. All right. But I don't have to do any of that. There's a difference. It's all, I've got everything. See, the deal between me and God is everything. He said that to me. He said, everything you require to function in the ministry is available. And he didn't say, he didn't say I tried to make it. It's already available. I put it all down before I called you. Everything was set. So I have only entered into that which was already set. So no struggles. See what I mean? So your life can be full of joy, full of light, full of laughter, happiness. And then you go from success to success, from glory to glory. Some people say, no, it's not possible. Sometimes you fail a little and then win a little. No, Jesus didn't fail at all. And he said, as my Father had sent me, even so send I you. Why should I fail? He gave us the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He's a success. Everything, if I get involved in anything, is got to work. You know why? Because we're covenant friends. You know, when you talk like this, there's some people who look at you and say, well, he's just boasting. Well, they've been talking like that for many years. And I've been looking at them, and the distance is getting wider and wider. And I keep going, and they keep saying the same thing. They've been saying the same thing for 10 years. It's about time they found out they're wrong. But you know, they never find out. Such people never see the blind. So we just keep going. We just keep going. 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 And let the talkers keep talking. Let the critics keep talking. Well, after all, we are the actors, the doers. And if we do, then they have to have something to talk about. Hallelujah. I love what, you know, I told you one time, I thought that way. Some people write the news, some people make the news. You have to choose which one you want to belong to. Praise God forevermore. See, that's what some of us don't spend our time trying to read the newspapers, because we know the difference. There are those who are writing the news and reading the news. There are those who are making the news. So we make the news. So which one do you belong to? Writing, reading, or making? Glory to God! If you're not doing anything, nobody writes anything about you. So they say, I don't want anybody to write something about me. Forget it. They wouldn't even write at all. Don't worry. You say, but they're writing bad ones. Who cares? It's all being written. Good ones, bad ones, makes no difference. You know why? There's only one that is real, Jesus. Amen? What he says is what is real. Whether they write good ones about you or bad ones about you doesn't mean anything. Just keep going. Keep producing results. Say amen. Hallelujah. You know, we're like David and they are like Saul. You know, and as we move, we look at them and say, how are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? David moved with the anointing. Saul moved with the flesh. And the flesh cannot win. And so you remain a mystery. They cannot interpret you. You remain a mystery. They can't understand you. Because you move by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. See what I mean? He dwells with me. I dwell with him. And then there's a bigger one. I dwell in him. And he dwells in me. And you know what that produces? One divine creation. At that level, life changes. Hello, you want to move to the next thing? Sure? Okay, let me show you something else. Yesterday, you know, I mentioned to you about Joseph and how that his father made for him a coat of many colors. And then how that he received the grace of God in his life. And he received a double portion. He didn't ask for any of those things. He worked for them. Now, another man that I would like to bring to your notice in this regard, when we talk about God's greater blessings. A little child was born, 2 Samuel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Samuel, would you go there? I want you to turn to chapter number 2, I believe. 12. 2 Samuel chapter 12. I want to read from verse 24. And David comforted Bathsheba his wife, and went in unto her, and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon. I want you to read the rest part of it. Again. Did you see that? Now that's powerful. Solomon, a little boy, he was born, the Bible says, and the Lord loved him. The Lord loved him. Verse 25. And he sat by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. He gave him a name. And that name meant beloved of the Lord. When he was born, the prophet said the Lord loved him and gave him a name from the Lord. He hadn't known anything good or evil. Just a little baby. And the Bible says the Lord loved him. Now, we talked about Joseph, and the Bible tells us about his father Jacob, and said, and Jacob loved him. The Lord loved him.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacre Coeur 3 Sicarp, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. God bless you.